Welcome to St. Louis on the Air. I'm Don Marsh. Living the Dream, a one-hour music, dance, and drama program promoting nonviolence and acceptance, produced by Etana Productions. Etana is an arts and education organization dedicated to increasing cross-cultural awareness and collaboration by bringing international music, dance, and drama to the St. Louis community. Living the Dream features area students aged 7 to 17 who come from diverse backgrounds. With me in studio to talk about the production and its purpose, Cecilia Nadal, founder and executive director of Etana Productions. Daniel Johnson is an actor and a member of the Living the Dream production. Faraja Lungeli is a refugee from Kenya and a member of Etana's Global Education Through the Arts program. Joining us by telephone is Sue Cooper, whose autistic son, Jacob, is an actor in Living the Dream. Thank you all so much for being with us. Nice to have you.
It's a pleasure to be here.
Cecilia, let me begin with you and give you some background. This Living a Dream program is an ongoing program. It's not new by any stretch.
No, it's not. And I'm happy that you're raising that issue. Back in 2007, we decided that we would start a program in South St. Louis that would bring immigrant and African-American youth together, because these were kids that were living in the same neighborhoods, but there were no ambassadors between the two of them. And we knew that the way to effectively bring them together was to use the arts, music, dance, and drama. So 1 year later, after starting that pilot program, which was immensely successful, we were talking to a guy named Jim McGinnis, who was then president of the Institute of Peace and Justice. And he said, Cecilia, you have got to take the arts and bring nonviolence to others. This is what kids need. And he made the point, and I knew he was right, that when kids talk to kids, they really listen. Mm-hmm. Listen far more than they do to you and I in many cases.
Oh, we all adults all know
so,
that.
So that resonated with us. And in that year, we decided that we would start a play that had themes that would change from year to year. But always those themes would be based on things that the kids were experiencing themselves. So we've handled everything from bullying to domestic violence, to issues of violence on the streets and the schools and within the community. So this program this year is pretty much the same. We're covering all the bases, and we're taking it to six different venues in St. Louis to other kids.
And you're using song and dance and poetry to accomplish this.
That's right.
Who's writing the material?
Well, believe it or not, our resident playwright, who is so good at this, Lee Patton Childs. Right. And so she has written the play for us, yes.
All right. Well, let's talk to some of the people who are involved in the production. And Daniel, I'll start with you. What does all of this mean to you and your involvement in it?
I was really glad when I found out that Living the Dream was an actual thing, because growing up in St. Louis, like, you see a lot of violence in the streets and communities and stuff like that. And so to have a play that really targets those issues it makes you feel good inside.
Well, I'm glad to hear that. You're 17 years old, and if you want to do anything with your life, think about radio. You've got a great voice.
Thank you.
Faraja, let me turn to you. You're a newcomer to this country and hope to stay for a while, as I understand it. What does Living the Dream mean to you?
Living the Dream means to me, like, everything. Like, when I came to Living the Dream, I find new friends, new people who did change my life, like Miss Cecile. I wanted to achieve my goals, and now I know I can achieve it with Living the Dream.
Have you made new friends?
Yes, I met new friends.
And has that been easy to do?
It wasn't that easy, because they were not following my accents. It was not easy for them to understand my accents, but they did. We stayed for a while, and they started following it and understand.
What would you think of the theme of this year's production?
It's helping me, because it's pointing out a lot of the things in the communities that you may just, like, gloss over, such as in one of the scenes there's classroom bullying about a guy who's new to the country, and, you know, he's getting bullied because he's new and because, like Faraja said, they have an accent. And so I'm glad that this play has that scene like that, because it points out things that you normally wouldn't notice, and it makes you look at your own life and make changes.
Sue Cooper, let me turn to you on all of this now. Give us your reaction to what's been going on and how it's affecting Jacob.
Well, one thing with Etana Productions, you know, my Jake, as we mentioned, he is on the autism spectrum. So one thing about this program is it teaches him different ways to look at things. So bullying or different things like that, it gives him a different avenue to help him to be an advocate to his friends, and it's helped him to make friends because that's not always the easiest thing for Jacob.
How well is he adapted to the stage?
He enjoys it. He really likes, he is, Miss Cecilia is really good, and the cast is really good at finding good fits for the children and their personality. So sometimes with the autism, you know, some of that anger can come out. And so he gets to act that out in a healthy mannerism instead of as much at home. So that's been huge for our family.
Has it changed him at all? I know this is relatively new, but do you notice any changes?
Well, he's been in there for a few years now, about 3.5, and we've seen him grow immensely. He really enjoys, it brings a new peace to him when he's kind of at home after he's been there and he's kind of worked out, and you know, because they do the dance and they do their acting. And so it helps him to have a little extra peace and helps him to have a lot better as far as the way he communicates with different people. It's helped him a lot in those ways, too.
Oh, I'm sure you're really, really happy to see that.
Yes.
Cecilia, how do you select these young people for the production?
Well, we have ongoing classes in, as Sue mentioned, in dance and drama, and also leadership training. I actually teach leadership and cultural diversity. And we will work with them on improvisation, we'll work on dance, and then we bring the script. And kids are able to try out all of the various parts, and eventually we'll decide who does best at them. Mm-hmm. But we'll nurture them along the way. It's kind of an even field until they really kind of prove how much they're, first of all, being responsible in learning the lines, but also practicing them and doing that kind of thing. So the choice is made on the basis of how well they actually do. And there's something for everybody.
So these are young people that you know already before...
Oh, yes, yes. They don't just come in and audition. Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
Daniel, what drew you to this whole thing?
Well, when this whole play first started, my sisters were actually in the program a year before, and so I kind of got into the program based off of them. They recommended it to me, and so I loved it, and that's when Living the Dream started. So I was in the play the very first year that it came out, and I've just been in it ever since.
Is performing on stage difficult for you, or was it difficult when you started?
I think the very first year I performed, it was pretty challenging because I used to get stage fright a lot, but now I don't think I've ever gotten nervous on stage lately.
Well, good for you. You know, there are a lot of people who have been performing a long time who still talk about having stage fright, even if they've been doing it for years and years and years. Faraja, how about you? You're a performer?
Yes.
Is it easy for you?
Yeah. I started performing at first grade, so for now I don't think it's that I don't think that I feel nervous. I don't.
Do you sing?
Yes, I do sing.
And do you dance?
Yes.
And that's something you enjoy doing, obviously.
Yes.
If I may ask, how old are you?
I'm 14 years old.
You're 14, and Dan, you're 17 years old, as I think we've mentioned. Well, that's quite a variety of ages, Cecilia, to have to deal with in putting anything together. Mm-hmm. I'm sure there are challenges with that. What are they, if they're are challenges?
Well, there's definitely challenges in maturity, though I must say that there's something about the arts that creates a level playing field, because whether you're 7 or you're 17 or 14, you're going to know the kids who attach to these roles. They'll demonstrate that. And as long as they're willing to learn, it really works out well. We have a 7-year-old who takes on a leading role in Living the Dream. And she is a diva. I think she came to this world already an artist. Her name is Amira.
Amaya.
Amaya, okay, I have to get that right. Amaya is just amazing. I want to mention something about Faraja, though, because this is very interesting about how we look at people on the outside and don't know them on the inside. Faraja would come downstairs. We're based at Carpenter Branch Library on the south side, and then also at Ferguson Library in Ferguson. And Faraja would come downstairs and peek in to look at what we were doing all the time. She did that about three or four times. And finally, I said, I've got to talk to this girl and see what's going on. And we talked, and she told me that she loved to dance and loved to sing. And I said, well, why don't you join the program? And she didn't tell me immediately why she didn't join, but she kept coming. Finally, I learned that she lives in an area where there is a lot of shooting and other things going on, and her father was very concerned about her ability to walk to the library and get back at night. And so we were able to make arrangements to take her home. Well, she had the biggest smile on her face when she found out that her father would allow her to come if her safety was guaranteed. Mm-hmm. And it was at that moment that she said to us, I've been a dancer, I sing in four languages, and I would love to act. I couldn't believe it. She had all these talents, but they would not have emerged had there not been that engagement and conversation about removing the barriers for her to do what her heart wants to do. So we consider her a treasure that walked in, you know? And so we're very delighted to have her with us.
What a shame that in this world today that barriers such as the one you describe exist at all.
Yes.
You know, in this time and in this
place.
It's
very sad because you see someone, you hear an accent, and we make huge presumptions about who that person is.
Right.
And this is a child, a young lady who is immensely talented.
And, you know, that's one of the biggest mistakes any of us can make is trying to judge that book by its cover. It rarely does it work out.
That's right.
We have to take a break. We're doing that now. We are talking about the Living the Dream program that is now being presented by Yutana Productions. You just heard from Cecilia Nadal, who is the founder and executive director of Yutana. With me in studio is Daniel Johnson, who is a member of the cast of the Living the Dream show. And also with us is Faraja Lungeli. She is from Kenya, and she's also a part of the program. Joining us by phone is Sue Cooper. Her son, Jacob, is an actor in Living the Dream. We'll take our break and come back and continue the conversation in just a moment. This is St. Louis on the Air on St. Louis Public Radio, 90.7 KWMU. And welcome back. We're continuing our conversation on the Living the Dream program, which is being produced by Yutana Productions here in St. Louis. We have in studio Cecilia Nadal, who is the founder of Yutana. Faraja Lungeli is a member of the Living the Dream program, and as is Daniel Johnson. He's in studio. And joining us by phone is Sue Cooper. Her son, Jake, is an actor in Living the Dream. I was just informed, Faraja, that you would sing a little something for us. Are you prepared to do that on the radio?
Yes, I am.
What would you sing?
Oh, I think I can sing. I will sing this song to dedicate it for my mom.
Do?
Yes. And it's a Swahili song.
Go ahead.
Okay. Mana kubwa kwangu mama, ndio na kuimbia mama, zawadi nono kwangu haki. Kutoka kwa Maulana, maana kubwa kwangu mama, ndio na kuimbia mama, zawadi nono kwangu haki. Kutoka kwa Maulana, nipe tu dakika, keti chini ni kuambie. Mi nachukua ifursa, mama wacha ni kuimbie. Mi nipe tu dakika, keti chini ni kuambie. Mi nachukua ifursa, mama wacha ni kuimbie. Mi miezi tisa ndani yako ukanibeba uchovu, na miaka tisa kando yako ukinitoa uovu. Mama miezi tisa ndani yako ukinitoa uchovu, No.
Acapella in Swahili, I guess. Very, very, very nice. Oh, and, you know, tears. You have tears in your eyes. So I'll ask Daniel for the translation of what you just heard. Obviously, it's something that is very emotional for you.
Yes.
Can you just tell us what it is?
Oh, I'm missing her.
Okay, well, we'll pass on that and come back to it. See, go ahead. You wanted to
yes,
say something?
Yes, I know what Farajah is feeling. Those words take her back home. And it takes her back to her mother and times with her friends at her school. And she's still making the transition. And when we go to song, we go to heart and we go to memory. And so I think it took her back where she's from. And that's what she's missing.
Your yeah. mom's still back there?
Yes.
Yeah. I'm happy to have had you sing, but I'm so sad that made you sad.
Yeah. It's okay.
Thanks. Cecilia, let me come back to you with regard to some of the youngsters. You have some youngsters from Ferguson involved in the project, correct?
Yes, we do.
How are they reacting to what you're doing now and your message, given what's been going on there?
Mm-hmm. They're loving it. They're like Daniel and Farajah. They're glad to be having the discussion about things that they've experienced themselves. There's one scene that they do specifically that deals with bullying on Facebook, and one young lady who's put in a compromising position, and it appears like she's not a nice girl, and it goes out all over the place, and she talks about that. She's very hurt by it, that kind of thing. So that resonated for them. And then there's another scene where this young lady has a friendship with a boy, and she thinks that he likes her exclusively, but he is involved with other girls, and she finds out about it, and it goes through how she deals with it and how she deals with her friends with it. So they attach to the topics because it's their stories, and so they're doing quite well, and they love the program.
And, of course, Lee Patton-Childs, the playwright, if you
yes.
will, has been very actively involved in translating some of the things that have happened in Ferguson.
Absolutely. These stories that are there are generic stories. They're not mm-hmm. exclusively from Ferguson.
Sure, no, I understand.
But they are about the lives of young kids that may come from Ferguson and the city as well. Mm. So, yeah, they love the show. They embrace it and very involved in it.
Daniel, how about that connection as far as you're concerned? I mean, you're aware of what's been happening there, what happened there a year and a half ago. How is that connecting with you through this production?
Well, through this production, I haven't really seen a whole lot of connection between what happened then, but Jatana's other play, Black and Blue, is dealing exclusively with that. And that show is coming up in this summer?
In May. I should say here that Daniel, one of the things that our program does with our kids is that if someone is really good at acting, we give them the opportunity to audition for our professional plays. Mm-hmm. And Daniel has a principal role in Black and Blue, which I think you know has gotten quite a bit of acclaim both locally and nationwide.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, good work on everybody's part for that.
Well, and he's part of that. He really is, yeah.
Your production has had one performance so far, as I understand the schedule, several more, including one this Saturday.
Yes.
But it's at an institution that... you know, many people might be surprised to learn about. Tell us about that.
Yes, we're going to the St. Louis Detention Center, mm-hmm. which is associated with the juvenile courts.
Right.
And as we mentioned, the whole topic of nonviolence is a topic that should go on between kids, with each other. And what better place for us to go than to a place where kids are there because many of them have either been the victims of violence or they themselves have put out violence on other mm-hmm. people. So we're committed to reaching out where we can help, where we can open minds and we can touch hearts. We were at St. Louis County Detention Center last night, and I can tell you that those kids responded to the play in we could not have asked for better. Lots of questions. Even one asked me, how can I join? And so we love that. We love that they can connect to the topics.
Sue Cooper, as a mom, how did you feel about your son Jake going off to the detention center and with another one, at least one more to come?
Well, I think that that's a good environment, I think, for them to be able to go in and talk to other children. And then also, like I said, Jake in the past has had struggles with his aggression. So I think it gives them an opportunity to see, unfortunately, where aggression can lead, and then where his positive choices can lead him instead. So I think it was very good for him to have that opportunity.
You've talked to him about it, obviously.
Yes, yes. And he enjoys being able to be there and express himself, and then being able to be a role model for other kids, since he does understand them maybe a little different than some of the other people.
Excellent. Faraja, how did you feel about performing last night in a detention center?
I felt good and inspired.
Inspired by it? In what way?
The other group, how it performed. I was very impressed with it.
How about you, Daniel, in terms of performing last night at a detention center with one more to come?
Well, I'm just glad that the residents in the detention center enjoyed the performance. Even though it might not have been perfect, it was still really good in the fact that they got the message out of it and we had the pleasure of performing for them.
Cecilia, my impression is that after each performance, you have an opportunity for questions and answers.
Yes.
Is that correct?
That's correct.
How is that working? We have about a minute left.
Well, we ask for kids that have gone through our leadership training to be the respondents. So they tend to be the older kids from about 10 to 17. And it went really well. They asked questions about the play. Jacob was confronted because he was in a domestic violence scene. And they said, hey, you did really good at that, because he showed the anger. So it's between the kids. They talk to each other, and they also have a chance to talk to the adults as well.
We're going to put all information about future performances on our website at stlpublicradio.org. I want to thank you all so much for being with us, and thank you, Faraja, so much for singing for us. That is Faraja Lungeli. She is a member of the Hitana Global Education Through the Arts program. And we also have with us Daniel Johnson in studio. He's a member of the Living the Dream cast. Thank you for being with us, Daniel. Sue Cooper, thank you so much for being with us as well. And best of luck to you and to Jacob.
Thank you for having us.
And we have a tweet here. I'll end this way. I pulled my car over in tears from that beautiful moment. That girl has an amazing voice.
Oh,
thank you once again.
That's great.
Thank you all so much for being with us.
Thank you, Don.